Good morning. It's 18 minutes after 8 o'clock. You're listening to Raven Radio, KCAW in Sitka. Joining me in the studio this morning, I was trying to describe them earlier when we were off the air as like the fastest four people in the state of Alaska, the fastest four human marine mammals whose ages happen to add up to over 160 and who are of mixed gender. I think I'm honing in on exactly what you guys are. It's Suha Tokman. He's the coach of the Baranof Barracuda's Master Swimming Group. Heather Celine is here. She's one of the swimmers. Tracy Harang and Kevin Knox. Good morning, everybody. Good morning.
Hello.
And you guys are back from, where was it, Kevin?
Omaha.
Omaha, Nebraska.
Yes.
For the U.S. Masters Swim Championships.
Yeah, the Summer Nationals.
And you all combined to set a state record, right?
In the mixed relay for the 200 medley, yeah.
Okay, and tell us exactly what a 200-meter mixed medley is.
So relay. It's one of each stroke. You start with backstroke to swim the backstroke, and it was breaststroke. Tracy swam breaststroke, fly. Heather swam the fly, and I was the anchor leg for free.
Okay,
and it was 50 meters of each stroke.
And Suha is a former Olympic swimmer. Is that allowed? I mean, did you have to conceal his identity?
We did, and actually, when I told the announcer that we had a former Olympic swimmer on our relay, he said, "Actually, there aren't any former Olympians. They're all just Olympians."
Okay,
so
once and future,
yes.
Olympian. Congratulations on that, and it was impressive. I saw the picture in the paper, and I'm going, "Oh gosh, I know these people. These are people you see walking down the street." And Tracy, I see your name is still up on the wall at Blatchley in the pool there. You're sort of reliving your competitive swim experience.
Absolutely.
Yeah. How is it? You placed in six events.
Yes.
And what were the events?
50 free, 100 free, 200 free, and 400 free. Since it's meters, it's instead of 500 free, it's 400 meter. And 50 breaststroke, 200 IM.
And you took set new Alaska state records for your age group in three of those events?
Right, the 50, 100, and 200 frees.
And it was all, each one of those things was a personal best for you?
They were, yes. And okay. The most exciting part for me is I'm really close to where I was in high school, as far as speed.
Were you trying to get back to that?
Yes.
I mean, is that a reasonable goal, Suha, for a master's athlete to come
Definitely.
Back to their times?
And most of them actually exceed their times in their younger ages, and they have a lot more time to train. They're more dedicated, and I'll tell you, and some of them are even stronger than they were before.
Yeah.
And Tracy looks absolutely really good in the water.
Hmm.
I had a lot of very good comments from other people when
That's,
she swam.
Yeah, it's interesting because in some endurance sports, it's actually the 30s and 40s age group that you get base miles or something.
Very true.
And you can just build up high level of conditioning. How about you, Heather? Are you trying to reach some high school level?
I actually didn't swim in high school.
Okay.
I started here. So I am just trying to get my own goals and not any high school goals.
And you got into the master's program and just found you liked it?
Yes.
Okay. What did you swim in down in Omaha?
I swam the 100 fly, 50 fly, and 200 IM.
And you placed in all three of those events?
Yes.
And were you surprised by that?
Yeah. I was.
Did you just get kind of pumped up for this?
Yeah, we've been training pretty hard for since Suha's been back, and then when you get there and you see the pool, and we watched the Olympic trials right before that, so we got to see the Olympian swim, so we were ready to go.
Okay, mm-hmm. So you saw Michael Phelps?
Absolutely.
Qualifying.
Brian Lochte.
did Tracy's choice of music in the team van help?
Absolutely. It's all about the music.
Yeah, it is strange. Suha, you were telling me before we went on the air that the CenturyLink Center in Omaha, Nebraska is not an aquatics facility.
No, it's not. Actually, it's been a tradition last three Olympic trials that they swim that event in a made-up pool. They turn the big auditoriums, the big basketball courts, big arenas, like if they have tennis tournaments in, into a pool. And what they do is there's a company who comes in and builds the pool, like portable pool, and they fill up with the water, they treat it with the chemicals, and it's perfect pool. But when you walk on the deck, you can feel it. It's just plywood. And but they decorate it so nicely, you can't tell. They use the seating capacity. Actually, no pools in the United States or in the world, permanent pools, have the seating capacity for an event in that caliber. And so they use the seating, and at the end, the pools are picked up again and sold to someone, whoever the highest bidder, and then they take and they rebuild it over in their permanent places.
Yeah, I just think that's such an interesting idea. It's like a backyard kiddie pool kind of on steroids or something.
They are actually made out of stainless steel.
Yeah.
They're huge panels that they, you know, kind of weave all together, and there's a special coating that they put on the inside of the pools.
Okay.
It's a really interesting technology. It's actually been around for a long time.
And they were, and it's a 50-meter pool, yep, of course. And here in Sitka, we don't have a 50-meter pool. We've got Blatchley, 25 yards. Was this a different experience for you, Kevin?
Oh, absolutely. That was my first time ever racing in a 50-meter pool, so... It's a whole different mental mindset to race in a 50-meter pool. You don't have that turn in the middle, or you know, you don't have that moment of break where you get to push off a wall.
Yeah, we were talking about that a little bit before we went on the air. That arriving at the wall is kind of Tracy, you were saying it's just kind of a milestone in a race to, you know, oh, you finally got to the wall. It you know where you stand, but in the 50-meter pool, it's like, where am I?
It's just disorienting, yeah.
Yeah, and did you guys get much of an opportunity to practice in the pool beforehand?
No, we didn't. We had one day where we did a small workout, and that was great. But it's different even in a workout than when you're racing, because there's so much more to think about when you're racing. I actually enjoyed the 50-meter a lot in the 200 and the 400-meter free, but the shorter distance, I felt a little more disoriented. The long distance, it was more you could get into your rhythm and keep going without all the turns.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. It's also a lot less counting.
Oh, that's right.
Okay. For the 200 and 400 meters, yeah.
The math is easier. It's a natural for masters. Okay. And, how about you, Heather? I mean, you haven't swum competitively before, but did you find the long pool
really long?
Yeah.
It was long. Yeah. One of our warm-ups we were doing, when Tracy got done, she's like, "Could you?" How was that? I'm like, "Man, that was..."
It was the backstroke.
Yeah. It was
like,
long.
Did you think it was ever going to end?
Never.
You're looking up and waiting for the flags never come.
Yeah.
Wow.
They didn't come.
Well,
enough.
Yeah, I guess there was some talk at some point of possibly the Mount Edgecombe Aquatic Center being a 50-meter pool. I don't know where that stands, but
last we heard, it's still out there for sure.
Still
a
possibility.
Yeah.
I wanted to ask you guys about the program. Suha, you're thinking that the Masters next year are going to be in California.
Yes, it's at the Mission Viejo pool. It's south of Los Angeles. It's
right.
One of the nation's oldest swim team, and their facility has been there since, I think, the 30s.
Right.
And it's going to be there. It's a very beautiful facility and very nice place. It's like swimming is a lifestyle in Southern California. So we're excited. We're all set to go. And also we might incorporate that meet with our Barracuda swimmers having a meet there. And we might pick a 50-meter pool to have a swim meet with our kids, and then take their moms and dads to swim at Masters meet.
And you were pointing over at Heather and Tracy, who's your kids are in the program, right?
Yes.
Their kids are very successful swimmers. Heather has two, actually coming up another one, third one. And Tracy has three kids in the swim program also. And they're very successful, one of our best swimmers. Okay. Actually, Heather's son's nickname is Olympic.
Okay.
And he's eyeing that 2020 Olympics might be in Istanbul. Istanbul, Madrid, and Tokyo is three bidders for 2020. And Heather's son's age is just about fitting to that.
That would be quite the homecoming for you, Sudhan,
yes.
if that were to happen.
We have a place to stay.
Yeah. Heather and Tracy, your kids, I mean, a lot of us parents are, you know, we're standing on the sidelines urging our kids along in sports, but you guys actually get in the pool and train with your kids. What's the family dynamic like? There, is it like you better hurry up or mom's going to kick your butt or what?
It depends on the day and it depends on the set because, it you know, my kids, my boys are both at the point now that they're either beating me or really close. So we actually have a lot of fun. The few times I've been able to swim with Justin and then quite a bit with Brady, it's a lot of fun to do workouts together. And it's always, I mean, we've never left like, in bad moods, we always have a great time. So that, to me as a mom, if you can do something fun with your kids that's healthy, it's just perfect.
Yeah. Might as well admit it. There's some sort of endorphin effect with swimming that does make you feel good when you're done. I don't understand it either, but I'm kind of addicted to it. Heather, do you enjoy swimming with your boys?
I love it, yeah. I like just to be there with them, spend time with them, and then doing something healthy, like Tracy said.
Right.
So it's... good.
Cool. And Kevin, you're not even deterred by the fact that Blatchley is now closed for
tennis. We've got a group of people that are going out swimming right off of the Sage building out in front of Totem Kark. We all throw in wetsuits at 6 in the morning and jump in and do like a 40-minute swim or so. We had 8 out there this morning, including a couple of kids.
And then the actual Ocean Adventure race, I'm not sure.
Change your latitude. 57 degree north open water challenge.
When is that going to be?
It's August 12th. And we actually have people coming from all over the U.S. to do this race this year.
This will be like the third year?
Third year in a row, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. This year we've marketed and promoted it as the farthest northernmost sanctioned open ocean swim in the U.S. And we're pretty sure, I mean, based on some, you know, real simple research, we think in the world, 57 degree north is pretty far north to have an open water race.
Mm-hmm.
There, you know, definitely people swimming much farther north, but they're not necessarily racing them. So, yeah, we're pretty excited about that.
Okay, leave it to people in Sitka. Suha, we're just about out of time, but if people want to get involved with Master Swimming and the program, what do they do? Where do they go?
Right now, our Master's program is very exciting and very good because we fit it into the swim team, and people sign up as a swim team member, and we have a lot more hours, actually, for Masters available than the kids. Because we have like Monday, Wednesday, Friday, 5 to 6, 6 to 7, and 7 to 8.
In the morning.
Three 1-hour slots. And Tuesday, Thursdays, we have 6 to 7 and 7 to 8. And in Saturdays, we have also an hour and a half session, 7 to 8:30. This is open to anybody. I mean, people don't have to have the swimming background. And if they can swim a good backstroke and freestyle and roughly knows breast and fly, but even they don't even have to know, and they're welcome to join. And it's a great opportunity to start out a wonderful day and feel energetic, and their metabolism is going to be like crazy all day long, I can guarantee it. And it's a great friendship, and as you see, an exciting swim, even racing.
Yeah.
And I recommend everybody.
Yeah, it definitely has, there's lots of, there's no downside.
No. Just stop by the Blatchley pool or give me a call.
All right. Suha Tokman is the coach of the Baranof Barracuda's Masters program. He's also one of the members of the 200 medley relay team that set the new state record in mixed gender. They took 20th place nationally. That's incredible.
Yes.
They were just down at the U.S. Master Swimming National Championships in Omaha, Nebraska. Also members of this championship team are Heather Saleen, Tracy Harang and Kevin Knox. Thanks, everybody, for coming in this morning.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.